What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
Hey, everyone. It's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
Get ready to vote somebody off of your quarantined island, because I've got 11 questions for you on Survivor. This is Trivia with Buds. Let it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. If you're brand new to the show, remember you can watch it on YouTube every day, as well as listen to it on your favorite podcasting app. And the show is pretty new to Spotify over the last 3 months or so. So if you are a Spotify person, make sure you go check out the show, and every episode of the show is listenable on Spotify, going back about over 3 years, 800 episodes worth. So go check that out. Guys, today's episode is all about Survivor, a show I've never seen an episode of, but maybe you have, and maybe you are excited about this round, and you should be, because we've got 11 fun ones coming your way in just a bit. Before we get into the bulk of the trivia, here's a fun fact for you about showering. Showers really do spark creativity. According to bestlifeonline.com/randomfunfacts, they say showers aren't just good for your hygiene, they're good for your creativity too. A 2012 study published in Journal Psychological Science, researchers gave volunteers creativity problems to solve, followed by a period of rest. During the period, some were assigned demanding tasks, while others did simpler tasks that allowed their minds to wander, just like a shower does. Those doing the simpler tasks during the resting time were more likely to solve the original creativity problems. So there you go. When you're in the shower and you're thinking of what you're going to do to start your day, how you're going to make your life better and more organized, like I do, and sometimes fail at, it happens in the shower. And there's some proof for you from 2012. All right, we're going to jump into this round on Survivor. I hope you like that show, because we're jumping into it right now. Here we go. All right, guys, the Survivor trivia episode. I don't think I've ever done it on the show before, so have some fun. Number one, what was the subtitle to the 40th season of Survivor? Number one, what was the subtitle to the 40th season of Survivor? Question number two, what season number did a contestant named Boston Rob first appear on? Number two, what season number did a contestant named Boston Rob first appear on? Survivor trivia number three, the hidden immunity idol made its debut on Survivor what? Fill in that blank. Number three, the hidden immunity idol made its debut on Survivor what? Number three. Number four, which castaway received 36 votes against them, the most ever in show history? Number four, which castaway received 36 votes against them, the most ever in show history? Number five, how old is Jeff Probst right now? Is he 48, 52, 58, or 61? Number five, how old is Jeff Probst? 48, 52, 58, or 61? Question number six, supposedly Survivor was based on a 1997 Swedish TV show called Expedition What? Expedition What? Number seven, which was the only season of Survivor to last 42 days? Which was the only season of Survivor to last 42 days? Question number eight, who has the record for most career sit-outs with 12 and has the initials CY? Number eight, who has the record for most career sit-outs with 12 and has the initials CY? Question number 9, why did contestant Melissa McNulty miss the first episode and cause an uneven number of players for her season? Number 9, why did Melissa McNulty miss the first episode? Number 9. Number 10, Survivor, the Amazon grouped players by what? Number 10, Survivor, the Amazon grouped players by what? And for 2 points, number 11, your bonus question. In 2014, what celebrity came up with the season 28 twist where an immunity idol could be played after votes were cast? 2 points if you know that celebrity that said they should do that. Those are all your questions for Survivor Trivia. Hopefully you don't get voted off your island and you got all the answers correct. We'll be back in just a second with those answers. We are back with Survivor Trivia answers. Let's see how you did in this tribal feat. Number 1, what was the subtitle to the 40th season of Survivor? It was called Winners at War. That was the one of the more recent seasons that put a bunch of past winners against each other. Number 1, Winners at War. Number 2, what season number did contestant Boston Rob first appear on? That was season 4 of the show, way back in season 4. This show came out in the year 2000, so it's 20 years old. Number 3, the hidden immunity idol made its debut on Survivor Guatemala. Number 3, Survivor Guatemala. Number 4, which castaway received 36 votes against them, the most ever in show history? That was Andrea Bohike. Number 4, Andrea Bohike. Number 5, how old is Jeff Probst? He is 58 years old. 58. Number 6, supposedly Survivor was based on a 1997 Swedish TV show called Expedition Robinson. You know, like Robinson Crusoe or Swiss Family Robinson. Number 6, Expedition Robinson. Number 7, which was the only season of Survivor to last 42 days? That was Survivor Outback. Survivor Outback, the only longer one. Number 8, who has the record for most career sit-outs with 12 and has the initials of CY? That is Courtney Yates. Courtney Yates. Number 9, why did contestant Melissa McNulty miss the first episode and cause an uneven number of players for her season? She had a panic attack. Number 9, a panic attack. And number 10, Survivor the Amazon grouped players by gender. It was girls versus guys. I think it was the first and only time they did that. Survivor the Amazon. And the bonus for 2 points, in 2014, what celebrity came up with the season 28 twist where an immunity idol could be played after votes were cast? That was Madea herself, Tyler Perry. So there you have it, guys. Tyler Perry said, why don't you do that? And they were like, yeah, we should do that. That's a good idea. So Tyler Perry is credited with that idea. And thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. This was a round I created for my friend Christy Shipley in San Dimas, California, who said, hey, I love the show. I'm a big fan. And I'd love to purchase a custom trivia night from you, which she paid me $15 for. So this was one of the rounds that she picked in her custom trivia night. I send you everything to run your own night at home for $15 and a 5-round trivia night. Questions, answers, scoreboards, answer sheets to print out, the whole shebang. And you can also get 2 for $20, 3 for $30, 4 for $40, etc. So if you want to get some custom trivia nights from me, just let me know what topics you want in an email, ryanbuds@gmail.com. Or say, hey, buds, where's your list of completed topics? I can send you a Google Doc of 500 topics that I have ready to go that might spark some ideas or imagination. We have one more question for you. It's called the question of the day for Survivor's episode today. And your question is, what is the name of the signature brand at Costco? What is their signature brand called? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Tom Hanks for the host of SNL at Home. And your trivia team name of today is Tom Hanks Wears Spanx. Tom Hanks Wears Spanx. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. Thanks for telling a friend about the show. And we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.